Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion with conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. And it's been a long time. In fact, we don't even have you under the same name. It's been so long.
What?
Christine Kingston's in the house. Attorney Christine.
Well, thank you for having me, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. It's been a while. I keep going back to Wilton, but I know I'm going to get it wrong event one of these times during the show.
So many people refuse to change my name, so it's okay. Wilton, Kingston, just don't call me late for dinner.
Never. Or for wine, what the heck.
Well, exactly.
That's a different subject. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-9990, 800-306-1990, or ronsradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly first. There are no operators standing by. Break again. Earth 2. Now you know it's live radio. That's what happens on live radio. Sometimes the guy is supposed to do some of the intro work. They decide to take a break on me.
But that's okay. Quiet. You're still available to answer your phone.
Oh, there they are. They decided to show up for work today.
Quiet. No skulls. I'm broadcasting.
Yeah. Well, I do have a team that comes to developing a financing plan or a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. If you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, we are celebrating today. Not only do we have a 3-day countdown, but today is National Hot Buttered Rum Day.
Excuse me?
National Hot Buttered Rum. It happens the 17th of January every year. I don't know. Hot buttered rum. Can I have a kettle one more tea, please?
Mm-hmm.
Give me 3 blue chocolate, and that'll we'll put the kettle buttered rum on the back shelf. Just a thought. Taking a look at the markets this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average coming back a little bit, down 29 points. Oil up 33 cents per barrel, which means, $2.338 is the national average of gasoline. $1.90 a gallon was the price a year ago. And right here in the state of confusion, we are paying $2.81.1, just about the same as the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Yeah, I figured that one out.
And we're not even an island.
But we do like taxes here, so at least we've got that going for us. Just amazing watching what we love to do to ourselves here in the state of confusion. I did share a tweet early this morning with our president-elect. I'm watching what the markets are doing. And now, 40 liberal loony representatives are doing. They're boycotting the inauguration of the president. Now, here's my solution to that, because one of the loons is Maxine Waters right here in the state of confusion. Think about this. Wouldn't it be fun if the president took his app and they went and found an alternative to Maxine Waters in her own district and have them sit in her seat at the inauguration as a guest of the president-elect? I'm just saying, I kind of put my mind out there or my thoughts out there, but think about that concept. I'd love to see with all 40 of those loons if they would put somebody in those seats from the district. I think the campaign could probably find a way to get their expenses paid. I think Mr. Trump might have connections with some hotel rooms in the area. Just a thought right there.
Why don't we just scalp the tickets?
Well, but I think it would be more fun. Could you imagine the TV ratings if you said, Maxine Waters district, here's a picture of
Ron Siegel.
Somebody. I don't think Waters would like to see a picture of me anywhere other than on a milk carton, maybe, but that's about the extent of it. Watching the news, mortgage-backed securities, we're seeing a dip in the the prices are going up of the securities, which means the yield, our interest rates are going down. We've been watching that right along. Why is that happening? Well, it's very simple. It's very common. It's called buy the rumor, sell the news. So being that we're seeing the stock market has taken a huge jump, regardless, it doesn't matter which political party you're in, the stock market, since we know that President Obama is going to be gone in 3 days, those of you listening to our affiliates in Palm Springs, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, right after he leaves the inauguration, guess where he's going? Sorry about that, but
it is what it is.
Yeah, he's coming your way. So in any event, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.35 is the yield. They're down just a slight little bit. But our interest rate took a nice drop this morning on the mortgage rate. So that's some good news. We did see one other drop here, and this one here, I don't know how many of you are excited about this one. I could probably guess there are some. Pot prices are dropping because of too much supply. And there is, you can't make this stuff up.
We've been getting a lot of rain in California, so.
Major buzzkill for growers. just a thought right there. There's too much production. In Colorado, the average price sought by wholesalers has fallen 48% to about $1,300 a pound since legal sales to all states started in January of 2014. Just a thought, you know, it's a shame when you start seeing the sales or the pricing of pot dropping. That's, yeah, and I love that idea. Whoever wrote that for us, the buzzkill, I couldn't have come up with that myself.
Nope.
Speaking of, on a more serious note, there is a link to Alzheimer's with concussions. So if you're going out there getting too high and you run into too many walls, get a concussion, you might be looking at Alzheimer's down the road. We do have, well, might be a good question for us to pose to our friends at the Alzheimer's Society this weekend. Have you registered yet for our free symposium? That's for seniors and their adult children. Embassy Suites right here in Anaheim. Go to two ways to register. The tickets are free, but you have to have a ticket to get in. Just need to make sure we have enough seats for everybody. Text HTSS, High Trust Senior Symposium, to 79564. Just use the initials, HTSS. I can't spell, so I can handle HTSS, High Trust Senior Symposium. You can also go to mbelinks.com/HTSS. Get registered there. We're going to talk about some of the issues many seniors are looking at. Another one that I'm seeing a lot, now this is an interesting one, and I've shared this with you on air before, that memory problems and seniors causing problems with driving. Probably one of the worst days of my life was when I had to tell my own father that he couldn't drive anymore. It was not exciting. I've experienced that. So that's why I'm so passionate about these symposiums that we're doing to share this information, because the seniors, they don't realize that even though they're having memory problems, driving a car is a complex task. Now, we may have a chance to chat with Christine about this, but I do have another friend of mine whose parent had Alzheimer's, had some memory issues, happened to get on the 241 freeway driving the wrong way.
Oh boy.
Did not end well, and family, the estate, ended up filing bankruptcy at one point in time because they were the guardian, they were the custodian of mom, and posed obviously some serious problems because of the lawsuits that ensued. You got to understand these issues, dealing with them. I had Tom Horsack, I've thanked him many, many times on air, helping me get through these issues because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, they're difficult.
Right? I mean, you just have no idea. Have you thought about agree and redirect? Most people don't even know what that means. But until you go through it, it then becomes something that helps you deal with these issues. They are very, very troubling issues. They're very, very real issues. And we want to not only talk about the issues, we want to talk about the solutions. And that's the purpose of our High Trust Senior Symposiums, is not only to help mom and dad get through these issues, but the family as well. How do they deal with it? What are the precautions they need to take?
It gets people talking about the subjects that
right.
are so difficult to address. And
absolutely.
They're coming head on like a freight train. We can't stop it.
Absolutely. And we're going to chat more about that. We got a lot to cover today. It's been a long time since Christine's been in with us, and we're going to chat about a lot of material. So we're going to get on with the broadcast. You will also know you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, dealing with debt, 5 myths about real estate, reality TV. I will explain how can I determine what my mortgage will really cost, and old Americans sacrificing retirement to pay off student debt. Believe that one. All that and more, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, though, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Myths about real estate reality TV. That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before somebody else does. Think about that. What are the myths that you need to know? And I've chatted with some of the hosts of some of these reality TV shows. There's a lot of them out there now. Love It or Leave It, Fixer Upper, House Hunters, Property Brothers. Got a friend of mine, actually he's been a guest on the radio broadcast many times, who's working with, I shouldn't say who he's working with, but he's starting to looking at doing a show. I think it's Disaster Masters is going to be the working title of it. But here's the real truth behind reality TV shows, real life versus myth. Myth number one, buyers look at three homes and make a decision to purchase one of them. Not really. There may be buyers who fall in love and buy the first home they see, but according to the National Association of Realtors, the average home buyers tours 10 homes as part of their search decision. Number two, the houses the buyers are touring are still for sale. The reality is being staged for TV. Many of the homes being shown are already sold and off the market. Myth number three, the buyers haven't made a purchase decision yet. Yeah, not that one either. Since there is no way to show the entire buying process in 30-minute TV show, what about that one? You can't buy a house in 30 minutes? TV producers often choose buyers who are further along in the process and have already chosen a home to buy. Myth number four. If you list for your home for sale, it always sells at the open house. Not that one either. Of course, this would be great. Open houses are important to guarantee the most exposure to buyers in your area, but only a piece of the overall marketing of your home. Just realize that many homes are sold during regular listing appointments as well. Myth number five, homeowners make a decision about selling their home after a five-minute conversation. Yes.
This is ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. Similar to the buyer trade on the TV shows, many of the sellers have already spent hours deliberating about the decision to list their home, move on with their life's goals. Bottom line, having an experienced professional on your side while navigating the real estate market is the best way to guarantee that you can make your home dreams a reality. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. Text NEST, N-E-S-T. There's a lot of great information, N-E-S-T to 79564. A lot of great information on the web, but you don't know if it's great. I love that someone once, a business coach, actually say this to me. Whenever somebody asks you, how is business? The answer is amazing or unbelievable. Is that a positive or is that a negative? And nobody knows the answer to that question, so it works regardless of the point of view that the questioner is coming from. Just think about that concept. Just an interesting little tidbit for you. That's, again, Real-Time Real Estate. So we're chatting with attorney Christine Wilton in the house again. Welcome back.
Thank you. My business is amazing.
I love it. I got to love that. That's the only
fantastic.
Way. Fantastic. This is fantastic, right?
It's fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So let's talk a little bit because one of the things, I mean, you're the expert in,
I don't know
if I want to say this because.
Don't put me on such a high pedestal, please.
I was going to say you're the expert on debt.
Okay.
But I don't know whether that's good or bad.
Right. It's fantastic. It's amazing.
It depends on the perspective, right?
It's all in the perspective.
So let's chat about this because one of the things, sometimes I've been known to watch late night TV.
Uh-oh.
Part of it is because I get up early to watch and check out and have know what's going on in the market for a live radio broadcast every day.
Okay, good.
But one of the reasons people watch live radio or late night TV is that they're ultra stressed.
Yes.
And one of the biggest stresses that we know is debt, finances.
Yeah.
Right? And there's solutions for that. I've heard recently a couple – unfortunately, right around the holidays, I know a gentleman who felt that the only solution for his family debt was he committed suicide.
Wow, that's sad.
And his son played ball with one of my sons in high school. And – I hear it a lot. You know, when you have the opportunity of talking to so many people every day on radio and our broadcast replayed on the other channels, right? People are stressed and talk about that. How do you work your way through knowing when is the right time to reach out for a professional guidance?
You know, I think the tolerance level for everyone is different. So it's a matter of, you know, how much can they tolerate before they have to make a decision to move or not move, whatever the direction is. There's only a limited amount of ways to get out of debt, right?
Right.
You know, do nothing, borrow money, debt settlement, debt consolidation, a couple chapters in the bankruptcy code for the options. It's not rocket science. But I think what happens is people get so overwhelmed and they get stuck, and then it perpetuates the emotional responses, the stress, the depression, and those reactions that could lead them into a downward spiral. It causes health problems in so many people. And, you know, to the extent that they can go back and recognize that it's a problem with debt, and once they make a decision and create a strategy to exit out of that, only then do they feel the weight of that come off their shoulders. They sometimes get so confused with, you know, health conditions as being separate from money conditions.
Sure.
And so they have to bridge the gap. And then if they realize that it's a money condition, well, then let's solve that and watch what happens to our health condition as a result of getting rid of the debt.
It's kind of an interesting concept that you're bringing up there, because when I talk to some of the alternate healthcare individuals. And what I mean by alternate is, you're talking people
homeopathic.
Well, I have Dr. Bill Janischek, a chiropractor, comes on.
Awesome.
And he talks about the idea that the Main Street medical society treats symptoms, not problems.
Well, and they get kickbacks on the drugs, but I'm not one to gossip, so you didn't hear that from me.
Right. But when you think about it, they're going and they'll give you, and I don't even know the Valium or Xanax or whatever, just because of stress. Well, it makes you feel a little bit better temporarily, but when it wears off, the cause is still there, right? You get high blood pressure medicine because your blood pressure is elevated. Well, you keep taking that medicine, it just brings your blood pressure down, but it doesn't solve the problem.
Right.
And then you bring up the idea one of the biggest issues of stress and of blood pressure and a lot of other things is finances.
And uncertainty.
Right. And we don't go and deal with that root because of what I consider some really, really foolish stigmas.
Yes.
Right? Because people look at it and say, well, I asked for help. Well, I'll go to the doctor and ask for help, but I won't go to the attorney to ask for help.
Exactly.
Right? And
I won't talk to my family. This is money is a topic that we just don't, it's so taboo still.
Right.
To the extent that you and I are talking about it, hopefully we can disarm people and get them a little bit more comfortable. And earlier when you're talking about the elderly, I mean, that is a huge conversation that hasn't even started. And, it took us, I've got a 95-year-old grandmother as an example, and her giving up her driver's license was huge for
right.
her.
Right.
Huge.
Well, the biggest things, from when you talk about the elderly, they want financial security.
Yep, and they're
independent. And they want independence.
That's right.
Those are the two issues. Financial security, number two, every single time. Those are the top two.
Yep.
But we don't start early enough, right? We don't save in this country.
That's right.
And then what we do is think about, I lead a lending team, right? Most people never think about how much debt they're going into. What they think about is, can I afford the payments?
I want a house. That's all they think about.
Right.
I want a house. They don't think about the how. They don't think about the discipline that it takes to own a home or the expenses or the costs associated with it.
Right.
They just, I have a dream. Well, the rest has got to involve some work.
Exactly. But think about the house, the car.
Yep.
If I can get that Mercedes for $600 a month, I didn't care about the other fact that it's a $70,000 car and I have to work a year and a half just to pay for it.
Or the lenders,
if I don't eat.
Yeah, or the lenders are marketing to you in such a way that make you believe that you should always have a car payment in your budget forever.
Right.
That should just be a budget item forever.
And when you look at some of the budgets, even from some of the big websites, right? You look at the first line is usually something to do with housing.
Yep.
And the next line is something to do with auto.
Exactly.
Right? When you look
food,
at the budget.
Where's food?
Yeah. We don't worry about food. We don't worry about clothing.
I do. My husband loves food.
Well, obviously people know that I've beaten anorexia.
Right. Thank goodness.
Exactly. Right? So it's constantly, but there's the idea of a solution. And now we're getting even worse. And I'll throw my own two cents in here. Our schools do not teach financial economics to our children. There's a new charter school in Huntington Beach, and they just started. They want to deal with finances there because it's not in the public school system.
Right?
Right, because it's not part of that dumb test that they have to take to graduate. It's the idea that, we got to get them ready for life. No, we got to get them ready for the test.
Well, and the problem that I have is education being over what parents ought to.
Right.
So now we have, all these problems where people don't talk about money, so now we're going to talk about it in the schools. Well, the kids are going to come home and it's going to fall on deaf ears. If mom and dad are having financial problems, they're going to be like, yeah, right. No, that doesn't apply to us.
Right. And we need to really get further in it. We're going to talk more about solutions. It's a vast problem. We got student loan debt that's going crazy, out of control.
$1.4 trillion.
Out of control in our country. And I'll tell you, President Bush started the problem. President Obama exacerbated the problem, and it could be solved in 2 seconds. I'm going to tell you exactly how to solve student loan debt in 2 seconds when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We'll also talk about how can I determine what my mortgage will really cost, and older Americans sacrificing retirement to pay off student debt. I'm going to tell you how to deal with that student debt. It's a simple issue. But nobody wants to go the direction I'll tell you how to do it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you over 62 years of age? Do you have some equity in your property? Do you want to keep the equity? Do you want to manage your taxes? Yes, it's a manage your taxes. The reverse mortgage allows all of those things. Go to check out the website, AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Older Americans are sacrificing retirement to pay off student debt. Student debt crisis colliding with the retirement crisis in the U.S. I just heard this statistic yesterterday. You know what the average person getting Social Security, you know what their average check is right now?
No.
$1,300.
Wow.
Try and live off $1,300 a month. Maybe, heck, I think I spend more than that in wine each month. Well, I better not say that, but not the wine with an H, the wine without the H. You know, you get a lot of two-buck chuck for $1,300.
That's right.
But in any event, during the last 10 years, the number of older education loan borrowers had quadrupled to 2.8 million people, and the amount of older education debt they've taken on has gone from $12,000 to $23,500, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau,
which examines student loan complaints by Americans age 60 and older. That's a sad, sad state. I'm going to tell you, we created it. Our government took care of creating that. I'm going to share with you.
Yep.
Well, Christy and I are going to chat about it. That's the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Now, I am going to share with you, and I forgot to give this disclaimer at the very beginning, but I will now. I am not an attorney. I don't give legal advice. Christine is an attorney, but we're not giving legal advice here anyway. We are just having a conversation between two friends, letting you eavesdrop on that conversation. If you want legal advice, there is a very, very simple solution. Go to Christine's website or go to Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, and we'll put you in touch with Christine Wilton. She's also got a book. Hold it. Oh, Vanna White over here. 5 Steps to Freedom from Debt by
free.
Christine. Free book. So we'll put a link on the website for you to get a hold of that as well. But here's just a couple of things. I do like to study finance. And in studying finance, two big issues is where our student loan debt just blew up, grew unbelievably, and our tuitions got out of control. President Bush in, I don't know what year, Christine, you might know it, I don't know it, way back when, during his administration, they changed the laws so that student loan debt was not dischargeable in bankruptcy.
That I can answer. BAPSIPA, which is the Bankruptcy Abuse Consumer Protection Act, was 2005.
Did you say Consumer Protection Act?
Allegedly.
Okay.
Yes.
So bankruptcy did not discharge student loan debt. You can understand there's good reason. There's unintended consequences of everything. Well, then President Obama decided that there's a lot of money to be made in student loans, so he decided to nationalize the student loan business. And now, if you look, almost all student loans come through the federal government. Well, the educators, as wise as they are, said, well, let's look at the students. They don't vote, so we don't have to worry about that part from young people. They're allowed to vote, but they don't. And if we raise tuition, we can just lend them money that they're going to have to pay back, and they can never get out from under.
No statute of limitations on the federal loans.
No statute of limitations. Okay. Well, I'm going to challenge you on that one
bit. The federal government can collect forever on those student loans.
Right, so but I'm going to ask you one question just in a second, though. So the school said, okay, we can raise tuition outrageous amounts, and they do some good things, but there are other ways that they can get the money. The kids need the education. We want that for them. But now they're saddled with all this student loan debt for the rest of their life, except for the Congress.
Bum, bum, bum.
Right? Could Congress change the law and say, well, you know something, I think that we should make it where student loan debt is dischargeable. And could that be retroactive?
We don't necessarily want to go retroactive on new laws. There are caveats to that, backdating laws. But Congress could. Congress could.
I'm probably using the wrong terms.
Whether or not they do it.
Right. I'm using the wrong – well, that's because who controls Congress? The big banks.
Exactly.
Right? The big banks, the big
– they have more money than we do.
Although it isn't really – the big banks wouldn't get hurt if they change that law because the government is taking over most of the student loans.
Right. It's a federal guarantee.
Right.
So if the average American defaults, then the government's going to step in, and then they're going to spread that debt over the entire economy.
Right. So – but my thought is, Christine, is – if the Congress changes the law and says, okay, student loan debt is now dischargeable, basically anybody that has student loan debt for new bankruptcy cases going forward would be able to include that in their case, could they not?
Yeah, on a going forward basis, absolutely. And prior to the change in 2005, student loans were dischargeable. They set some boundaries on that before the 2005 bankruptcy code change. It was, you know, pay for 5 years and then you can get your loans discharged, or pay for 7 years and then you can get your loans discharged. And then in 2005, it went to, well, they're generally not dischargeable absent what's called an undue hardship. So now we have to
jump through more hoops. I'm a hardship. I can't pay the bill.
Right? You know, and then there's some laws inside the undue hardship. And there's also another way to discharge them right now in bankruptcy, which is not a qualified education loan, with all those for-profit colleges that cropped up, right? And the private student loan sector, which is really, as you're correct in that, it's a small portion of the total $1.4 trillion, but still a problem on the private sector, and then the federal government amount. And I couldn't agree more with the rate that tuition has risen has completely outpaced the economy.
Right.
And I think it's for good reason, exactly as you stated. I think that's my theory as well. I think it's a free ride. They're going to just take whatever they can.
Sure. And
at the expense of all of us.
Well, it's kind of business, right? I mean,
business.
I mean, it's a
sure.
for-profit industry. They could say they're non-profit, but, you know, I'm a big fan of Chapman College, Chapman University
great school.
Now, right?
Yeah.
And they brought in a professor because they wanted to some additional brand recognition.
Yep.
And I think that his package is like a $2 million a year. He's a Nobel Prize winner. Well, they got to pay for that somehow, right? And I don't say they're wrong or anything, but you just look at it and you say, okay, well, somebody's got to pay for it. You got to balance. Heaven forbid it's a private institution. They have to balance their budget.
Sure.
How do you
do that?
Well,
I agree for paying for great talent, but I mean, do we need to really spend that much money on a gymnasium in order to attract great students?
Right.
Let's go back to basics. Let's give them credit where credit is due. If they're smart, they get in. But gosh, do we really need to spend that much money on a stadium for, you know,
well, that's big money, though, right? I mean, you look at a big stadium. I think USC's football team brings in $85 million a year. So that's just a business. I mean, you can look at that and say, okay, well, you know, they don't pay the kids anything. They get their tuition, but,
right,
you know, they're not getting them any real money. And they're putting a big carrot out in front of them and saying, don't touch.
Well, on top of the $85 million, they still collect additional tuition on top
right.
of that. So where is the money going?
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of money. So I think that would solve that issue. But are there other ways? Are there other ways that our economy or our society can deal with some of these debts?
Well, I think it's inevitable because the only way the economy is going to grow is if we start spending money again,
right?
That's it demands it. Well, to the extent that we can't spend money, then what are we doing? We're all sitting around staring at our debt, being depressed about our debt and loving on our debt when we're not even making a plan to get out of it. We can't afford debt. That's my new theme this year. You can't afford debt. Nobody can afford it. So we have to have a plan to get out of the debt. And it requires that they take all of the information that's available, make a decision and tackle it. Make this the year you get out of debt, because then you can turn around and start spending money and saving money for retirement and doing those things that you really want to be doing, but you're spending all your time right now just staring at the debt.
What are some of the options for getting out of debt? I know you talked about debt settlement earlier.
Yeah, there's about five.
Okay.
You know, we could do nothing. That's an option,
right?
We can put our head
in the sand.
We can bury the sand and hope it goes away, but that always doesn't work. It is an option on some occasions. You can borrow money. You can create more debt. We can consolidate or refinance our debt. If we own a home, we can take out a home equity line. We can pay off our debts with that. Borrowing money doesn't get you out of it. It's more like a shell game, moving it to another table or a plate.
Unless you have a good plan.
Unless you have a good plan, and if you have too many assets to protect, bankruptcy is not always the best solution either. That's why we want to explore all of them, and then there's five. So we have do nothing, borrow money, we can do debt settlement, debt consolidation, or there's two chapters of the bankruptcy code, which I call payment plan or no payment plan. And it all depends on the circumstances that the individual is in.
Well, one of the things as a consumer advocate I want to ask your opinion on,
sure.
Christine, is the debt settlement. There are these debt settlement companies out there that seem to me like, I don't want to use the word scam because it's really not a scam because the buyers know going in what they're doing.
There are some authentic companies out there helping people to get out of debt. I do see a lot of people after a while come to me, but that's when these companies take their payments first,
right,
before they help the consumer. And it doesn't stop the collections process while they're going through the debt settlement.
That's the scary part.
That's the scary part. And at the end of the day, if they negotiate less than what you owe, then there's a possibility that you get a tax bill at the end of the day. Now, I don't mind a tax bill. It's always cheaper than paying the actual debt, except to the extent we don't want surprises. So we want to know what I like to do is a cost-benefit analysis, right?
Sure.
What's the cost to get out of debt if I do nothing, or if I borrow money, or if I do this? I'm going to walk through each one of them, and then I'm going to look for the lowest common denominator. What's the cheaper, better, faster way for me to do this? You know, because I don't want people spending more than 5 years getting out of debt, because that's what I can get them in a bankruptcy under Chapter 13, which is the payment plan bankruptcy. So if you can get out of debt in less than 5 years, then great. Bankruptcy is probably not the best option. But if it's going to take you more than 5 years, then I strongly recommend that they consult with a bankruptcy attorney, because there are probably better options out there for them.
That's the next we're going to talk about that. Great segue. When
hey,
we come
I'm,
back,
I'm
we're
here
going to
for
talk,
you.
We're going to talk about options, and we might even throw a little bit about stigma into that as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also, chat a little bit about how can I determine what my mortgage will really cost, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or any 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, and it is wrong. Pretty simple. Now, I know that there's certain places. I watched that 60 Minutes thing, and it said 20% of the credit reports have errors on them. I'd like to see the 80% that are accurate, because I've been looking at credit reports since the 80s. I shouldn't say that. And I've never seen a credit report that's completely accurate. That doesn't matter whether the score is 350 or 400 or if the score is 800. They all have errors on them. I've never seen one that does not have an error on it. Credit Sanitizer, it's about $87 a month or something like that. They'll help you get your report corrected and keep you monitoring it as well. It also includes LifeLock, which I think many people like nowadays. How can I determine what my mortgage will really cost? And that's a good way of starting before you start looking for a new house. Do I really have to pay mortgage fees? Yes. There are closing costs all the time. The question becomes, are you going to pay it? Are they going to show it to you? Or are they going to hide it? There is no free lunch. The processors do not work for free. The title companies, escrow companies, none of them work for free. And they're entitled to make money. They've got to feed their families as well. So there's going to be a cost in there. Just understand, where is it coming from? The things that are going to determine how your loan is priced, loan to value, very, very simple. Don't forget, the 27th of January, the FHA loan, the cost of the annual mortgage insurance premium is dropping for loans funded after that date. Your credit score pays a big part of your interest rate. 740 and above, excellent. 720 to 739, great. You can get loans all the way from like 580. There's certain programs that are 500 and above. Occupancy plays a part.
Yep.
Is it an owner-occupied? Is it a second home? Is it an investment property? The property type, condos, townhouses, all play a part in it. There are some very general guidelines. There are specific guidelines, and there are some obscure guidelines. So you have to understand all of those. If you know that you can buy a house for your mom or your dad for them to live in, and it can be priced as a primary property for you, even though they're not going to ever move into it, there is a guideline for that. Many people don't know it. So you got to get great counsel. And again, I'm going to tell you, go to a mortgage banker. Don't go to the big bank. They only offer one product. If you go to the big bank, either the Stagecoach or the Blue Boys or the Flag Guys, any of them, they offer their product only. They're not going to tell you what the insurance companies are offering that day. That's not their job. Just a thought for you. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We continue our conversation this morning. Attorney Christine Kingston in the house.
I'm here.
Chatting with us about debt, dealing with debt, I guess is the best way of saying it. There's a lot. So five ways you came up with dealing with debt. You've got a book that are five, that'll show that
picture. Five Steps to Freedom from Debt.
There we go. Those watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you can see that. If you want a copy of that, just go to the Facebook page and we'll put the link over there. You can reach out to Christine on that one as well. But Christine, you know, you talked with the last two items that you mentioned, you had a different term for them. One of them is the payment bankruptcy and the no payment bankruptcy.
Yeah, payment plan or no payment plan. It's
okay.
A distinction. The payment plan bankruptcy is more like a reorganization under Chapter 13 of the bankruptcy code. And that's a five-year repayment plan. So if they have some money available to repay their debts, they can do that. I think the beautiful.
Do you have to have money in the bank to do that? Or is it based on money that's coming in over that five or budget over that five?
Yeah, you just have to have money in the budget to be able to do
okay.
that. And so, I mean, people a lot of times are using their money in their budget to make payments on the debt anyway. I just give them some kind of a controlled environment on the payment plan, and it stops the interest from accruing. So it gives them a think of about Chapter 13 more like a consolidation with 0% interest on a payment plan.
Okay. And I'm going to suggest, just from my experience in credit reports, when somebody files bankruptcy, their credit scores generally go up.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Thank you for saying that, by the way, because, I mean, if I say it, people are like, yeah, right.
Right.
You know, because I'm a bankruptcy attorney, I might have an interest in trying to convince people to file bankruptcy, but it's just not true. So, yeah, you know, it's the benefit. The score goes up because we're getting rid of the debt.
So I'm going to throw a – I don't know. I don't want you to throw out an exact number.
Okay.
But are there a lot of bankruptcies filed each year?
Bankruptcy filings are actually dropping. So this year, I think we're nationwide, we're probably going to be under 800,000 for the year.
For 2016?
2017. I think 2016 was just over 800,000. I'm not sure what those numbers
are. Okay, but
yeah.
But 800,000, that's a big number.
Yeah, still running
right?
a good
that's
average.
A lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to assume that about 12% of the U.S. population live in California.
Okay.
I mean, that's just a statistic, so we don't have to assume that part. If we throw 12% onto 800,000, if it broke out evenly, that's close to 100,000 people in California filed bankruptcy in that time period. And you know something? I drive around Southern California all the time, and I never see a car or a person or a bumper sticker that says, I filed bankruptcy.
Oh, I shipped those out.
Right?
Okay.
We don't see that.
Yeah, I'm debt-free.
It's not a stigma.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a stigma that people are worried, I think, on their own, but nobody really cares.
Nobody really cares, and all of my clients are grateful for my service, and after they're complete with working with me, the biggest thing I get is, I wish I would have done it sooner.
You know something, I've heard that from so many people that I've sent to bankruptcy attorneys about that concept, that they're able to start sleeping again.
Yep.
Right? They don't have the level of stress. They feel like they've got a guardian angel.
Yep.
Right? These are all issues that I hear as a consumer advocate.
They
right?
finally get to move on. They finally get to get married. They don't have to put their life on hold anymore because they're not trying to hide. It's almost as if you feel like you're a criminal if you miss a bill. It's so ingrained in us to fulfill on our obligations. I get the moral sense of this.
Right.
The legal side of it is, you know, it goes all the way back to the Bible, which then the laws came about, ironically, as a result of the Bible,
wow.
I think. I mean, it's no coincidence you can file bankruptcy every 8 years. In the Bible, it says in Deuteronomy, we get rid of the debt every 7 years we forgive our debts. So where do you think the bankruptcy code came from? I mean, we're not like, you know, we don't just pull this out of the ether.
Sure. And so the thought here is, you can help your financial situation. You can help your family. You can help your health.
Stop being a burden on everybody and yourself.
Right. And I think when you talked about the pay plan bankruptcy, it might even save your creditors some money, right? Because they're not actually going out there trying to chase you down because they know what they're going to get. It's a finite number now.
It is a fixed number. When they file their proof of claim, they file their claim inside that bankruptcy payment plan for the amount that is owed on the debt. And what it does is it gives it a fixed interest added on for 5 years. That's the number. That's what they're paying back.
Think about this concept. I mean, it's a big issue. Debt in our society is huge. I mean, you can't, right? If you're a talk radio person, which obviously you are, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to me right now.
That's right.
But if you hear the commercials about these different solutions. Now, a lot of them, I don't know, it used to be a few years back, a lot of them were unregulated.
Like yes.
The debt collection companies, and they're always trying to stay one step ahead of the attorneys general.
Yeah, there is regulation, but whether they follow it is a different question. Yeah,
I would suggest that in this instance, the local and the state bar associations probably have a better handle on their membership than what some of these debt collection services are finding. Right? So going to an attorney, I'm a big proponent that professional guidance costs you nothing, but you have to pay for it.
Yes, you do.
But the return on that payment is what you really need to be looking at.
Absolutely. And I, you know, one of the philosophies I have is let's make soup out of it. So when we're making a very big, important decision, making soup requires what? We put all the ingredients in the pot, we put it on a low simmer, and then we wait a few hours, right? And so let's take in all of the information that we need. Let's ask all the questions. Let's talk to all our professionals. There's oftentimes, Ron, well, I'll have them talk to you if they want to buy a house. I'll have them talk to their tax professional, their realtor, and then come back to me. And then we make that decision based on all of those professional inputs. What's going to be the best, cheaper, faster route for you to get where you want to go financially?
It's a common thread that I like to use. I just call mm-hmm. it a life game plan.
I agree.
Right? You've got a game plan to get rid of the debt. You have to put together a game plan for retirement. You put together a
yep.
game plan to buy a house.
And you put a team together to give you the advice, because when you're in it, right? You're emotionally attached to it. But those of us that are on the outside giving this advice, you're looking for people that have your back, that have no vested interest in it. And really, all that they want is the best for them. So it's bankruptcy or no bankruptcy. All I want to do is open and plant the seeds to say, it's possible, there are multiple routes, and let's pick the best one for you.
And one of the things I'm going to share with you, and I don't want to be snow, I'm not going to snow anybody here. And Christine knows me way too long for me to get away with
it. I could verify it.
Right? There are attorneys out there that have no vested in, all they care about is a sale. Just like any other industry. That's why I say call me, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the people that I know in your area. Obviously, Christine is one that I'm very, very fond of. You got to get some great counsel. There's people out there in all industries, real estate and accounting, maybe even your industry, that are probably not the best individuals that you recommend your mom to go to. Call me. I'll put you in touch with the people that I would recommend those folks to go to. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us.
Thank you.
That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.